You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality. And that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Bartlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Bartlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Venom's In by Panda Bear and Cass McCombs. And then before that, it was Superheroes by Esthero. What I have up next, these are some newer releases that I don't want to say I discovered because that makes it sound like I was like, oh, I discovered them, that I found when I was getting ready for this lovely Monday morning. The first one is Ripple by Trick Pony, and then after that it's Downer by Spider House. I think the sound of these are awesome, sort of experimental, but not really, kind of, you know. I think I'm just talking right now to hear my own voice, so I'm going to let the music play. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Bygones by Mother Soki, and then before that it was Downer by Spiderhouse and Ripple by Trick Pony. What I have up next is Knights in Armor, but this is the FKA Love Song, and it's by Water From Your Eyes. This is from their album, but they just like released this like EP that had this song on it, and I think it's awesome. They released it December 3rd. It was just like an EP called It's Beautiful, but Knights in Armor is on their It's a Beautiful Place album, which came out this year. I'm really excited to see like what they keep doing. I think they're really cool. And their sound is really cool. And such. Kind of on the topic, because Rachel, I think is her name, from Water From Your Eyes, was talking about her favorite album of 2025. And you will not believe it. It's the one that I don't want to listen to because it's going to make me anxious. It's Lux by Rosalia, which I think is kind of sick that everything's honestly connected. Yeah, it's Rachel Brown. I was just looking at it while I was talking. She said that her top album this year was Lux by Rosalia, and it's, like I was saying, the one that I don't want to listen to because Rosalia said that you should listen to it with your headphones on in a dark room, and I think that would make me go crazy. But maybe I'm psychic or something and, like, new, and that's why. Anyway, I'm going to get on with what was playing because I'm just, like, talking. It was Knights in Armor, Water From Your Eyes. I hope you guys enjoy.
I just wanna fight you cause I'm tired.
welcome back to the Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Unforgiven by Doggone. And then before that, it was Knights in Armor by Water From Your Eyes. My friend Emily and I, we started listening to Doggone, and she was telling me that as she was listening to it, she was doing, like, deep diving research to see if it was either a McGee or Dijon side project, but it in fact is not, and it's just another guy that kind of sounds like McGee, which I'm not upset about at all. That's not what I'm saying. I really like the sound of McGee and his music, and I think the guitar tone is beautiful, but I just thought it was funny that we both were listening to it, and then she also thought it was a McGee or Dijon side project, which, honestly, it does sound like that. Anyway, what I have up next is Find Your Love by 54 Ultra, and then also Sleeping Away My Prime by Della XOZ. I really like this album. It came out a couple, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it's Permanent Retrograde. I think it's awesome. Speaking of Emily, she's the one that shared it with me. So shout out to her. That's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy.
Disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, Different Circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
I always with you.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing is It's Nice to Be Alive by Vegan, Strawberry by Doss, and then Sleeping Away My Prime by Della XOZ. I only have a few songs left, so what is up next is One Evening by Feist. There's something recently where I was like, oh, that's Feist. I was watching the 2011 Muppet movie, and I was like looking up the celebrity cameos, and I'm 99% sure that one of the cameos was in fact the lead singer of Feist, and it's like in the end credits, and when they're all singing Menomina, she comes up and she's there. And I was like, that's really cool. And then after that, I have Setting Sun by You'll Never Get to Heaven. This song's kind of awesome. Kind of love it. And then the last one for today is, in fact, City Moons by Love Spirals Downwards. I discovered this song, I think, when I was in second year, so 2 years ago, along with Strawberry, which I played earlier, and honestly, the Vegan song as well. It had to be like late November of second year. Kind of, I track all the dates when I make a playlist. Like, I'll like in the info, I'll put a date. So when I'm like looking for music or going through my old playlist, I can like tell when it is, which might be a little bit neurotic. But it does help me, like when I'm telling a story, I can be like, it was November of 2023. And I discovered like these three: Vegan, It's Nice to Be Alive, Strawberry by Doss, and also City Moon. And I like fell in love with these songs, and I kind of forget about them. And then when I was coming up with the music for today, I was just like, sometimes I'll go through and just scroll through old playlists and try and find something. And these ones came up, and I was like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot about these songs, but they're amazing, and I've just like let them fall into the wayside, which is really upsetting. I find it like, it's almost like I have an emotional connection. Well, it's not kind of like that. I do. And I feel bad when I don't listen to a song for a really long time and then rediscover it. I'm like, I really was missing out on something because this is awesome. And I think I do that fairly frequently. And I don't know where I was going with this story, but I was going somewhere. But I discovered those three songs November 2023. They've been in my rotation for a long time, and I forgot about them, and now they're back. I really like Vegan. They do a lot of collaborations with, like, other artists. I think they did one, honestly, they did one with Air. I could be wrong. They've done McGee. Like I was saying earlier, everything's connected. I talked about McGee earlier, now I'm talking about McGee again, and then I talked about the Rosalia album, and then I talked about the Rosalia album again. I feel like there was one that really shocked me when I saw the... I don't know. Now I can't remember, which is really upsetting me. But I'm, like, going through it right now, and they've done, like, Matt Maltese has collaborated. They had a new album out in October, which is really cool. They did a bunch of, like, remixes with Air for their album Blue Moon Safari. So it's, like, the whole album was remixed by Vegan, which was really cool. I think they're sick. But now I'm, like, mad that I can't figure out what I was going to talk about. Oh, they did a collab or, like, a feature with JPEG Mafia. That's what I was thinking about. I couldn't remember if it was JPEG Mafia or not, and I didn't want to say it was JPEG Mafia and, like, embarrass myself and have it wrong, because that's, like, I can't do that. But I was, in fact, right. They did, on their 2019 album, Only Diamonds Cut Diamonds, they... collaborated with JPEG Mafia. So I was right. It was in my head. I just couldn't get it out. I needed to check. Yeah. It's basically almost 2026, which is honestly insane. I can't believe it. This year has... I was saying this last week, I think, too. This year has flown by. And I'm going to assume that 2026 is also going to fly by. Like, how have I already gone through one semester of my fourth year? What is going on? But I hope as the year comes to a close in the last, 2 days, everyone enjoys themselves, maybe has the best day ever, has the best New Year's ever. Maybe, I think, I'm going to do all, like, the New Year's traditions where you, like, eat 12 grapes under a table for good luck, or you take a suitcase and you run it around the block. I don't remember why. I think so you can go traveling. I think that's my plan for New Year's, is I'm going to do all the New Year's traditions I can find from all around the world and see, like, what it brings for 2026, because I think I need that kind of energy in my life, something good. That makes it sound like my life is terrible. Promise it's not, but I do want to experiment. Maybe there's something in the air that'll happen. Anyway, because I've talked so much, I'm going to say the songs I'm playing next one more time, and I'll be back next week. The first one is One Evening by Feist, Setting Sun by, oh my gosh, what are they called? I can't remember. Setting Sun by You'll Never Get to Heaven, and then City Moon by Love Spirals Downwards. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you have a fantastic New Year's, and celebrate hard, and welcome 2026 with fresh eyes and a good mindset. I don't know. I'm just going. Enjoy.